This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Farm Futures Business Summit coming up January 24th and 25th. Those of us who've been practicing advocacy long before it became fashionable are now glad to see it spreading throughout all of agriculture. I'll talk about it after this. Listen, learn, profit. That's the theme for the upcoming Farm Futures Business Summit. It'll be in Iowa City, Iowa, toward the end of this month, January 24th and 25th. Experienced farm management and marketing experts will be on the program, and there'll be panels of successful and innovative farmers. Farmers and ranchers from all over the country attend this skill-building conference to sharpen their business skills. And you can network with farmers and ranchers from throughout the USA, some of the best farmers on the planet. And there will be, at this high-powered two-day conference, sessions packed with inspiration and ideas, 18 learning sessions. Get all of the details at the website, farmfuturesummit.com. It's truly the one winter meeting you don't want to miss. Website, farmfuturesummit.com, January 24th and 25th, Iowa City, Iowa. Well, I was going through some old newspaper clippings during the holidays, and I saw one of a presentation I made encouraging farmers to tell their story, to communicate with the consumer, to realize how important it is for those who do not farm to understand why we do what we do in agriculture. And the date on that article? Well, it was 30 years ago this winter, during another challenging time in the agriculture economy. Donnie Smith was spreading the gospel to farmers. A few months ago, I was reading some of his interesting comments. Donnie is the former president and CEO of Tyson Foods. And Donnie Smith was sharing in a lecture that he gave on a campus that consumers are being told fictional stories about modern agriculture, leading to mass fear in the food system. Donnie said there's a story being told in America and frankly around the world about agriculture and what we do. He said it is largely fictional, based on partial truth, but Americans are buying it hook, line, and sinker, Smith said. And he said the reality is the agriculture industry is seeing major achievements, such as baby boomers doubling food production of their generation while still facing tremendous challenges. Donnie Smith said today's generation must find a way to double the amount of food the baby boomers produced using the same amount of land, air, and water. And he said they'll have to do so with additional pressures on the food system, such as increased life expectancy and increased incomes, both of which lead to people eating more food. And Donnie asked the question, why isn't our noble effort in agriculture to feed this world front page news? I'll be back after this.